you guys. Welcome back to the 100 Recap Show here on Variety Radio Online. Today we're going to be talking about last week's episode of the 100 before the new episode yet again. That's okay. We're going to talk about last week's episode called Gimme Shelter. And there were some moments. Emily, you know.
Oh, I know. There were plenty of moments. We'll get to those eventually.
We're going to have to, yeah, with varying degrees of likability. But let's just start off with where the episode began. We get some black rain going on, which is not good.
No, it burns.
Not good. Yeah, it literally did show them, like, it burning them, which I don't even know, like, I'm assuming that that's actually what happens. I've never had that experience.
I assume when, like, acid is falling from the sky, it would burn your skin, but...
Like, I'm assuming that's accurate.
Like the whole, like, pH balance of, you know, whatever, the acid rain, probably not compatible with, you know, your skin. Just probably burns.
Yeah.
So,
just an assumption, but...
Just doesn't sound like a very pleasant thing to experience at all.
No. But, I mean, we do have one good thing that came out of it.
I mean, if we're going to talk about that, then yeah, there was one very shallow but good thing that came out of that. And that is that literally everyone was, like, stripping down to their underwear and... First of all, must say, girl who plays Harper, pretty as hell. Oh my god, she is adorable. And, like, her braids, and I was like, you have, like, a kick-ass body, and I was just really jealous. And then, of course, Bellamy and Kane, literally, like, stripping down next to each other. I honestly, like, never expected that to happen, but it was, like, the best thing that's ever happened to me, to be honest.
I was really happy with it. And I always, when I watch the episode, I don't, like, live tweet as much because, like, I say weird things. Yeah. And, like, I don't need that out on Twitter. So I go to my, like, secret Tumblr hole and I, like, posted that. I was like, so I know this isn't a good time, but can we just appreciate the fact that we got Bellamy and Kane shirtless in this episode because of it?
Yeah.
So,
like, literally,
at least something good happened.
Like, literally, not even. Like, there's never a good... I feel like on this show, I feel like the ogling that I do on every episode is always out of place because literally the world is ending and everything's crashing and burning and nothing is happy. So there's never really an opportune time to say, oh my god, I'm, like, really appreciating right now that you're, like, shirtless or that you look really hot. So...
It's like, I'm deeply wounded, so they have to, like, tear open their shirt, but, like, wow.
It ain't like, happens, you
that's
know?
That's the typical life.
That was, literally the same thing happened in, like, season 3 or whatever it was, and they were in Mount Weather, and Bellamy was, like, stripped down, and he was, like, getting, like, hosed, and I was like, this is really a bad time to notice this, but I'm just really okay with this.
Exactly.
Sorry, not sorry. Shameless.
Low-key guilty, but, like, not that guilty.
I feel bad, but I don't feel bad.
Exactly.
So now that we have that out of the way, we can actually talk about real things.
Yes, exactly. We just had to go ahead and knock it out. Not the craziest thing to happen because of the black rain.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. But first, I mean, since we're already talking about Harper, let's go ahead and knock her little moment out. Poor girl.
I know.
Poor girl.
She was just like, I feel like ever since she found out that she wasn't going to make the cut in terms of, like, Clark's whole list business, you know, she's always a fighter, but she really is, like, went into, like, survival mode, and poor guy that she knocked down, does he have a name? Do we know his name? I don't know. but I just felt really bad for her, like, and just Kane talking to her and all of that stuff, it really just made it extra sad. It's like, we can't all be who we hope to be or whatever he said to her. Just, oh man, I felt so bad for her. Because she's just like, yeah, I feel like it's not her fault. The guy literally was like clinging onto her and it's like she's like running for her life. And sure, maybe she just stopped and helped him get up and not let him get like trampled by a million people. But then she would have gotten trampled by a million people, so...
See, exactly, that's the thing, is that she does feel bad, but at the same time, you have to look at it and be like, well, if you did try, what really would have happened, you know?
Yeah, like, not that everyone else running at them would have stopped because she stopped, like, everyone else would have kept running, and then they both would have gotten pushed down, and... stuck out there. So there's like, it was like a lose-lose situation. There wasn't ever going to be a good outcome.
Yeah, exactly. It just wasn't ever going to be good, but I do feel bad for the poor girl, and unfortunately, man without the name did pass away.
Yes.
Away. It's unfortunate. But, some other crazy things that happened because of the Black Rain. Should we just go ahead and talk about it?
Yeah, let's just knock this out of the way, and then we can circle back to Bellamy and his, like, god hero complex, because I feel like this cave thing needs to be discussed at length.
Yes. Now, I can confirm that this is the last thing that I expected to happen.
Literally the last thing, because you messaged me right as it happened. You said, oh my god, I never expected that to happen. And I was like, sitting there, like, slack-jawed. Like, not that, I wasn't surprised by it, but I was, like, surprised. Like, I never saw them, like, in the moment, the way, like, when it was happening, I thought, okay, I can see why this is happening. But then I was like, never would have predicted that that was going to happen at all. So, I mean.
Right. Right. Like, logically, I see how it makes sense.
Oh, yeah.
But I was just sitting there on the couch, and I was like, now what the hell am I watching on this show?
What is happening? Like, poor Octavia is so broken. Literally, okay, before she even went all crazy, like, literally, excuse my French, like, fuck me so I can feel something. Like, literally, that's what happened.
Yes.
She was about to go run into Black Rain so she could feel pain. So I'm just like, her emotions right now and her, like, psyche are just very, just bad. Like, she is messed up. Like, she was, like, this emotionless person just killing people and didn't care about anything. And I think Kane's whole, like, speech about Lincoln, I feel like she finally cracked. And now that she cracked, like, she still isn't feeling any emotions, and she, like, realizes that, and it's scaring her, and just, So, he was just a warm body that was there, I mean, and then she, I guess she maybe kind of connected to him on a personal level, maybe hearing him talk about his, like, life and his family, but it was definitely more of a physical thing than an emotional thing.
Right, it was like, you're here, I need something that,
like, pain isn't working.
Family ain't gonna give me.
Pain isn't working, grief isn't working, so, next best thing, obviously we know from the first season that, like, Octavia, you know, more power to her, definitely was, like, not ashamed to just, like, flirt around and hook up with people, so, like, it's not surprising.
Right, I'm not surprised, because we also have to consider, like, things that we haven't seen. I mean, she did, like, live in one room for almost her entire life.
Yeah.
So she hasn't, like, done things. She hasn't, like, had to face emotion, and she has never had to, like, really face loss like that. I mean, like, obviously they lost their mom, but not like that, man. Just not like that.
Yeah, I feel like she did, she has a lot of issues, just, she needs to work on herself, which I feel like, you know, she finally, I think part of it might, maybe, is that, especially, I guess, with Lincoln, like, she finally felt like she was at home for the first time in her whole life, because when she was on the Ark and home, technically, she was more of, like, she felt like that was, like, her prison, and she didn't feel like she belonged there, because she wasn't supposed to exist, pretty much, is what she'd been told her whole life, that she was illegal just for existing. So I feel like she finally got, like, a real life when she was with Lincoln, and, like, kind of became a grounder in a way, and which I feel like we really need Indra to come back into the spectrum right now. Like, Octavia could really use her right now, I feel like. So here's to hoping that Indra makes an appearance soon in terms of with Octavia, because I feel like she could offer her some centering, you know, just help
that's
her out.
What I'm gonna need right
help
now.
Her out.
I need more Indra mentoring moments.
Yes, definitely. But yeah, poor Octavia. And I mean, If it helped, sure, why not? What else are you going to do while there's black rain pouring outside? You're in a cave, might as well. I don't know.
Just, I mean, hey.
Hey.
I'm not protesting. I was just
Oh yeah.
I was just in shock.
Yeah, it was definitely I mean, like one of the bigger twists I feel like the show has had.
I mean, let's face it. The only she like Yes. Mm-hmm. Agreed. And see, this is the thing. It's like all these people, like, these kind of knew each other. You know, like, everybody kind of knew each other before everything that happened with coming to the ground. But Octavia didn't know anybody except for Bellamy, and obviously she can't do that with Bellamy, so...
Yeah.
She's gonna turn to somebody.
Yeah, I feel like, and I don't know how long she was in prison for, but, like, I don't think they really, like, socialized with each other when they were, like, in lockup, so... yeah, you're right, like, she was, like, experiencing everything for the first time, like, down on the ground, like, oh, there's all these boys, and all this, and, like, when she went and chased the butterflies, and it was all so innocent, and just now it's like, oh, so sad, Octavia, I feel so bad. Mm-hmm.
I do feel bad, but I don't know, I feel like she just needs to go through it, though, because if she doesn't, then she's not gonna get better.
Oh, yeah, she'll be, I mean, she's probably gonna be messed up forever. She's gonna be messed up forever regardless, but she really has gotta work through it. Especially the stuff with Bellamy, I feel like that's like the gray cloud that's looming over her now that I think maybe she's taken one step mm-hmm. in the right direction in terms of like Lincoln and actually processing and grieving. I feel like the next step is gonna be her realizing that it wasn't Bellamy's fault. Like he literally was the only, well, okay. Things that he did set things in motion, but really, like, when the time came to potentially save him, she kind of blew it in terms of, like, she kept him locked up in a cave, and he could have went and stopped everything from happening, and she just let him sit there. So, I feel like that's going to come to a head at some point, and yeah. I'm excited also for that, because, you know, I love angst and emotional things.
Yeah.
So,
and I'm like... So, when's the conflict gonna happen?
So, when is, like, the really intense, heart-to-heart, like, angsty conversation gonna happen? Because this whole, like, cold shoulder business that happened before Bellamy left on the little, like, fuel mission, that was just, you know, that was only the tip of the iceberg.
Yep. Not even scratching the surface of what is probably gonna happen.
Not at all.
I'm ready for it.
Yes.
Like, it's gonna hurt, but I like pain? I don't know.
Yes. On this show, you like to feel pain in a weird way. Because, yeah, just... Because we're messed up. Let's just admit it.
Yeah, that's true. I can admit that. It's a fact. But speaking of pain, how about... Bellamy trying to save the day.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Just, that was the most, well, one, just, let's just clap it out for Bob Morley this season. I mean, there have been very, very, very many moments where he has just torn my heart out completely. Like, first with the, you know, Octavia thinking she was dead, and then finding out she's alive, and seeing her, and then just the angst of them not getting along, and then all of a sudden it's like he wants to save everybody, and he couldn't, and he just felt like a failure, and just, oh, it was just, good job, Bob. I'm just very proud of you and for literally ripping my heart out. Like, why am I happy that he was able to rip my heart out? I don't know, but I was just, yeah, it was very sad and... But good.
Mm-hmm. It's because pain demands to be felt. And if I'm going to feel it, I'd rather feel it from a TV show than my own life. So
true.
That's why we like the pain.
This is why we like the pain. So that we can feel it in fake life and we don't have to deal with it in our own. I like that. I'm going to roll with that from now on.
Yeah, there it is.
But
explained away every fangirl's problems. There you go.
But yeah, you're Bellamy's whole thing... That was just, well, one, Bellamy's whole thing, and then him and Kane's, before he left, just, and the whole time, just being on the radio and saying, like, don't do anything stupid, and his whole, like, literally, again, Dad Kane moment with Bellamy. Like, don't do anything, don't make any reckless decisions, and yeah, just the two of them, I love their dynamic so much, and I'm like, can we give me more of it just every day? I want it all, just all of the Bellamy and Kane scenes.
Just forward me all of them in advance. Like, it's okay, I'll watch them.
I'll watch them at least 500 times, so just send them to me.
I'll proof them for you guys.
Yes. Send me those proofs. I will analyze the crap out of that and send it back to you with many notes. Mostly make it longer. Yes, give me more of it. Give me more and make it longer.
Yeah. Like, expand this scene, please.
For about...
But what would he say here?
But yeah, oh my god.
That's why they don't let us on the job. Why they don't let us work on scripts.
That's why I don't write TV shows, because it would just be the same two characters on the screen for literally 60 minutes. So, It's fine.
Pretty much.
But
everything with the radio is what was killing me. Like, when he was hearing them
talk, god.
Like, when are you going to be here? I was like, stop it. Nope,
stop.
Nope,
he literally had to sit there and listen to them, like, scream for help and curse at him because he wasn't coming to save them. And poor freaking Bellamy just already, you know, already dealing with that baggage of literally, like, massacring an army. And now he has two more lives in his hands that he can't save. And just angst. There was so much of it. And literally, it was like, how was there that much angst when literally it was just him in a car with a radio? Just, obviously, we knew there were things on the other end, but just the performance-wise, there was literally nobody else but him there. So, I just was, blown away by that whole sequence and emotionally compromised, just in general.
Emotionally compromised is how I would describe me always watching the show, so I'm gonna roll with that.
True. That is a true statement.
But yeah, that was hurtful.
Especially especially hurtful when, again, Kane is, you know, being supportive dad the majority of the time until he breaches the subject of Bellamy's mom. And ooh, burn. Like, that felt, I felt that burn, like, through the TV. Just, like, you floated my mom. That was a, like, I'm interested to see what happened. Well, he came back. Never mind. That actually happened. It wasn't just in my head. Like, when he came back, and he's this, I didn't just dream that. That was real. It's hard to tell sometimes. when Bellamy came back and he said, you know, well, Kane said to him first, like, you about Octavia, like, you can't save just one. Bellamy's like, I was holding her in my arms when she was a little baby and my mom had passed out and she's supposed to be my responsibility and now I don't even know if she's alive or dead and just blah, all that stuff. And Kane says, oh, well, you can't save someone who doesn't want to be saved. And obviously, then, the burn of the century. But I hope when they, after this, like, the, you know, I'm sure there'll still be a little bit of angst between them, but I hope they go back to being, like, nice little father-son duo that they have been in past weeks, because
I feel hard feelings.
if there's gonna be angst, like, let's not have it between Bellamy and Kane. Like, let's have it between, like, Bellamy and Clark or something. Maybe. I mean, or Octavia.
Take one for the team. Oh, goodness. I would like to see is because it's always Bellamy wondering if Octavia's alive. I just need her to be, like, in the situation, and I don't know, that's, like, awful. It's like, I want Octavia to think Bellamy's dead, but, like,
but actually, though,
but, like, I do.
Because
but I do.
I think that would finally shake her out of her, like, feelings of resentment towards him if she finally, like, was faced with the thought of that she was, like, literally never going to see him again. Then I think she might finally snap out of it, at least enough to, she doesn't have to, you know, forget. She can just, like, forgive him, at least. It's just, I feel like that's inevitable. I feel like there's gonna be some moment where he's in some kind of turmoil, and she's gonna have to save him, or be afraid that he's not gonna live, or he's gonna be all like, I'm gonna sacrifice myself for everybody, and she's gonna like be like, no, don't do it. It's gonna be something. Just
it is. It has to be, and I'm both ready for it and also not. Yeah, it's just troubling.
Like all of this angst has to culminate somewhere. So when it does, I'm not gonna be able to that's gonna be hard for me, but enjoyable at the same time.
Exactly like we said last week, in the words of Ron Weasley.
You're gonna suffer, but you're gonna be happy about it! That should just be the tagline of the show. Like,
it should be.
Not from the ashes really we will should. Rise. It should just say, you're gonna suffer, but you're gonna be happy about it. Like, new motto, CW. There's your new show motto for the 100.
No, honestly, though. I mean, just hire us, guys. Just hire us.
We'll do social media for you. We'll live tweet for you. It's fine. Like, it's fine. We'll do it.
Yeah. Like, honestly, just, you know, put me in a room with Bob Morley and we're good.
We're good. I'll fly all the way to Australia if I have to, let's be honest. Like, it's fine.
It's totally cool. I'm up for the challenge. Yes. I can do this.
I won't be let down. I can do it, yes.
But again, that's why they don't let us do things.
Exactly. Speaking of flying off to, you know, islands and whatnot, like, the whole Becca's Island situation, shit got real! Like, for real! Like, as if Raven, like, convulsing on the ground wasn't enough. Just, they had to take it a step further. Just. Crazy.
Yeah. And I gotta admit, she had me going. She really did. I was convinced. I was with her.
Yeah.
And then.
Dun, dun, dun! Amori is so, like, I love her, but then I'm like, are you gonna screw everyone over in the end? Like, especially now, like, okay, one thing I know that is, like, her and Murphy are always gonna, like, look out for themselves, basically, but I feel like, you know, she finally was becoming part of, like, the team in a way, and then now it's kind of, like, showing her true colors, like, oh no, she's always been looking out for herself, which, can't blame her, it's literally the end of the world, it's every man for themselves, even though they're trying to save humanity. I would be like, if it's not gonna help me live, I don't care, like, I don't blame her for assuming that would be, she would be, like, the easy choice for them to be like, sure, let's just experiment on this chick, because, you know, she's an outsider, which I'm like, where would they have got a person if homeboy wouldn't have shown up and broke into the house? Like, where were they going to find somebody to experiment on?
Personally, I would have volunteered Ilian.
I mean, as, like, punishment for his crimes, yeah. That would have mean they would have...
Or Echo.
Yes. yes. I would have been so okay with that.
Just try both. I mean, just do both, for cross-examination.
Chances are, they're gonna need maybe more than one person to get it right, so...
Yeah.
This is terrible. I'm a terrible person. But really, like, it's the fate of all of humanity versus one person. Even I, being a nice person, can rationalize that. Like, either one person...
Like, it makes sense!
Either one person maybe dies, or everybody definitely dies. Like, that's...
That's the thing, is that he might live.
He might live. That is the best possible outcome, is that he lives and that it works. The worst possible outcome is that, for him, is that he dies. For everybody else, is that it doesn't work and everybody dies. So, there are two negatives and one positive, so I would have gone. I don't blame them. Abby, for once in my life, like, literally forever, I've always been against Abby's decision-making, because she always annoyed the crap out of me and her rationalizations of things. But for once, I'm Team Abby. Like, I actually agree with her, and though she clearly doesn't want to do it, based on her conversation with Kane over the radio, which... Also, why is Kane having so many emotional conversations over the radio in this episode? I can't even, but just, yeah, so clearly she doesn't want to do it, Like, she's, like, trying to be the good person. But even I could rationalize this one, and I normally never agree with Abby, so it's
right. So, it's like, shocking. You're doing a good job, Abby. Keep it up.
Keep it up,
keep
girl.
Keep decisions up.
But also...
No, I get it. I get it.
And then just, well, one... Just, I don't know how Amori had that much, like, well, because she's smart and she had to survive, like, her whole life. Like, she literally said to Clark, you were loved and nurtured and whatever. I was cast out, like, as a child and have had to fight to survive every day of my life. So, like, I'm not surprised that she was that quick on her feet to think, oh, there's some person intruding into the house. Let me just pretend that he's some evil dude that I know. Like, so that they, in the end, are going to think that they can take him. Worst case scenario, she kills him, whatever, and then he's dead. And they don't have to worry about him anymore. Other scenario is in her brain, she says, well, then we can offer him up as the experiment, because he's a criminal, according to me. Like...
Right, yeah, according to me.
According to me, he's a criminal, so who are they going to believe? They don't even know who this guy is, so... Just
yeah.
So smart.
Listen, I can't... her at all. It was really genius, honestly. She had me convinced.
I mean, really, though.
She had me going.
Also, just, like, the whole, just, even before all of that, like, Murphy being all, like, domestic in the kitchen, it was just felt so out of place, but in, like, a funny way. Like, because literally, it makes me laugh at how there's this pristine mansion on this island that is, like, untouched. Like, it was not affected at all by any of the radiation or anything. It's like literally looks like something that you would walk into like today, and it's in perfect condition, and there's food and all this crap. So it just looks so funny to see them all like Clark walks in there all dirty and like hasn't showered and who knows how long, and just see her standing in there with Murphy, who's like cooking with a towel over his arm and all this crap. Like, it's just, it was fun. I liked that. It was fun, like a fun, nice little moment. And then Clark had her little shower, and like when she laid down on that bed, and I was like, oh, she's gonna have like 5 seconds of pretend peace, and then it's gonna get
and then
shattered in her face. And then I may or may not have thought, well, if only somebody else was there with her instead of going back to Arcadia, and it could have been like, you know, that bed could be put to good use later on. I'm just saying. I'll leave it.
That's all I'm gonna say.
I'll leave it open ended. I'll leave it open ended.
All I'm gonna say is there was plenty of room.
That's
all that needs to be said about the matter. But no, I loved watching Clark's face though when she walked in and like Murphy's just walking her. And she's like, what the hell?
Yeah.
Her face is, like, trying to figure out what's happening.
Yeah, that was definitely, that was a fun moment. But, man, overall, episode just emotional, tear your heart out, shock you all the way into, like, slack jaw. It was a very productive episode, I thought.
Yes, definitely agree. Lots of moments to make us both shocked and emotional, and what is an episode without having that, let's be honest.
True.
I'm excited. I'm ready, like, let's see more, give me more angst, give it all to me.
The angst.
I don't even know what's supposed to happen in this next episode. Like, I really don't, I don't remember what the promo was about, so I'm going into this blind.
Okay.
I don't remember. What was in it? I seriously don't remember what
that the death wave is coming in, like, 10 days.
Oh, okay.
And then people are just gonna start dropping like flies, because I think they released, like, a sneak peek today, and it was, like, literally, there was, like, people in body bags, and I was like, that escalated really quickly, okay? Like,
man.
2 days ago, it was like, oh, okay. Like, maybe it was the guy, people from the Black Rain. I know that's probably what it was. I was like, dang, people just dropped down dead? But I guess we'll find out. We will find out in, like, an hour and discuss at a later date. But I was very...
like, damn, the bird flu hit or what? What's going on?
The plague just whipped on through and just kept... But I was like, oh, there were 3 body bags and 3 people died in the Black Rain. That makes sense now that I'm thinking about it. I was like, I thought they had 10 days. What is this? Why are people dying?
She was like trying to calculate in her head. She's like, wait, hold up.
What's
our time cycle looking like here?
Who's in the body bag? I don't know, but now I know. I don't worry, guys. I figured it out. We're good.
She uncovered it. It's okay.
Fine. I'm fine.
We're going to find out soon, though. Yes. I'm excited.
Yes.
I'm ready.
I am ready.
For pain.
Bring on the pain.
Yup. I'm excited for the new episode. How many episodes do we have left until, like, mid-season? It's got to be coming up soon.
I think it's, like, only a couple. It's hard to say. What episode are we on now? Like, 7?
Last week was 7.
Okay. So tonight is 8.
Yes.
I think, like, 3 or 4 at the most, because normally mid-season is, like, 11 or 12. So.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to say with this show, because I feel like this show is never a full 22. I feel like it's always slightly off. So, yeah. I think maybe, like, in the next 2 or 3 weeks. I don't know. I'm not ready. I'm not ready.
I'm looking at it, and it's called God Complex, so, like, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Things are gonna be...
Literally...
Things are gonna be wild.
Jaha's gonna have a God Complex, like he always does. Like, the prediction. Mark it down for next time, that I'm gonna be right.
Write that down!
Write it down, because that's what's gonna happen, and we will find out in approximately 60 minutes.
Yes. Like, I'm so ready. But yeah, guys, I'm excited. We're going to talk about the next episode. I really can't even say when at this point. We're going to try to be better. Like, we are. But this time I have a valid excuse. I'm getting my teeth pulled in 2 days, so, like, bear with me. Bear with me.
You kind of need your whole mouth to talk. So, yeah, it's going to be, that would be a difficult thing to do. With gauze in your mouth.
Eight whole teeth.
Well, just... That's the kind of pain you don't want. Life, just in life.
That's the pain we don't want.
That's the pain you're trying to avoid by watching The 100 and feeling other pain. Is that pain? Real pain.
But, at some point we're going to talk about it. I'm excited.
Me too.
I'm about to go get ready to watch it. But we will talk about the new one. But thank you guys for listening to this review. And if you want to catch more from us, you can go to thevro.com where you can find all of our podcasts, interviews, there's convention news and like written blogs, all kinds of stuff. Honestly, you can find anything on there. You can also check us out on social media. We are Variety Radio Online on Facebook, Tumblr, Instagram, iTunes, I'm trying to go through the list, and at the VRO on Twitter. Thank you guys for listening, and we will be back at some point to talk more of The 100, and we'll see you next time. Goodbye, guys.